This is there used to be a book called Tales of Old Amersham, or Tales of Amersham. Well, this isn't a tale of Amersham, this is a true story, and I remember it. That Dad was a linesman on the post office. That means you had a gang of men, five or six men, with a lorry, and you dealt with the telephones and the overhead wires and all that type of thing. And and used to move the telegraph poles, and after so many years, and the post office used to sell telegraph poles. You could buy one for a shilling. Dad used to buy a telegraph pole, and he'd get somebody with a crosscut saw to cut it into lengths of 3 or 4 foot, and he'd bring them home. And then they was all sawn. We'd help him saw these things up, and split them in two, and he'd give us an axe. My brother and I an axe. And you had to chop them up all into pimps and a little piece of wood. Well, of course, for firewood, they burnt like fury, you know, really good. Anyway, he was on there, and they used to have these gang of people.
I'm just going to change the tape because we're... Okay, you're telling...
Right, oh, well, yes, the... this is one of those actually happened, that these gang of men... on which Dad was one of the gang who dealt with the wires on the telegraph poles and climbing telegraph poles and this type of thing. Well, you used to have a ladder to go part of the way, and then you had steps, and if not, then you had these boots with climbers on, which claws on, and they used to climb up this way. And when they got up there, they used to have a leather belt, which they put round the telegraph pole and round the bottom of their waist, and they'd be up in these telegraph poles just leaning on this belt. Health and safety was nothing in it, just leaning on this belt, doing the wiring or cuts, changing the cuts, whatever they wanted to do it. Well, on one occasion, Arthur was up one of these poles, and that was all right because he used to go up there with Dad and one of them, and they looked up, and Arthur was lying in his belt with his hands over the side, out to the void, stuck up amongst the wires. So they called him, but they didn't get any answers, so they said, well, we better go up and find out and get him down. Anyway, they get up there, and they get Arthur down. And after a few minutes, he comes to. And I suppose nowadays, we call it like an occasional fit. You see, occasional fit. And so they kept quiet about this. Hey, well, we'll keep him because, you know, jobs and you've got to watch your job. So they sort of, well, Arthur, you better not go up the telegraph poles. There's other things you can do. He said, well, I'm all right again now. And sure enough, he would go up again and they'd watch him and he'd be all right. He'd be all right. And then it happened again. I don't know how many months, you see, but they all kept him quiet and kept him in the play and worked with him. Well, you used to hear these things because on Saturdays and Sundays, you sat round the table with your brother and your mum and dad having your lunch, and you heard all kinds of things which was going on. And on this occasion, Dad said, Arthur's got the sack, he says. How it come about, who found out or who knew, but it come about him being up the pole and out to the void. So, of course, he was sacked. And the mum said, oh, that's terrible, she said. What on earth is he going to do? Well, he's left to go on the dole. Yes, but the dole is only a little bit, and he's got his wife and that boy. Oh, dear, oh, dear. He'll have to get another. Well, yes, he is. Arthur's trying for another job. And then a few Saturdays on, mum would say, has Arthur got a job yet? No, Dad said. Still on the dole, he says. Still on the dole. Cool, it must be bad for her. Must be worked to death. Anyway, one of these, either on a Saturday or Sunday, Dad said, Arthur's got a job. Oh, Mum says, oh, we are glad to hear that. His wife will be pleased. Well, where is he? Dad says, on the council, he says. Got a job on the council. Oh, Mum says, oh, well, all right. But what is he doing on the council? Dad says, driving the steamroller. end of message.